Okie dokie, lots of good questions. First of all, I should have mentioned from the start. So I am using to control the iPhone here. I use a lot of the Siri voice assistant, but Apple, one of the awesome things about Apple is they have put a lot of our R&D into their into the accessibility features on all of their devices. So the accessibility feature I'm using is literally called voice control, and it has a lot of different ways I can interact with it. I can have I can have the phone put numbers on every single button that's on the screen so that I can just what I'm doing right now is tapping the number button for the PTT, and that's engaging and disengaging it. I can also have the phone screen show a grid. If there's like a place that I want to tap that doesn't have a number assigned to it at the sec at that moment, then I can use a grid. Like I'll give it a number. I'll ask it to show me the grid. Then I'll mention the number for that particular part of the grid, and then it'll kind of zoom in and show me another zoomed in grid with new numbers, and I'll select the next number, and so on and so forth. Usually I do that for two or three levels, but I can also shortcut it by saying but I can also shortcut it using some lingo that I don't really want to use right now because my phone might get confused. But anyway, I hope that makes sense. In regards to we're still going to St. Thomas, but that being said, my family, we've also got it's hard for me and my mom and dad to get out on Sunday in time in the morning, so we go to St. John Newman in Canton or other later masses as well. We've been doing that pretty frequently lately. I don't remember your other questions, but the voice control on iPhone is pretty great. I am trying to find a physical